AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has fired Police Commissioner Gary McCarthy and announced the formation of a civilian review panel to take a long, hard look at the police department in the wake of the outcry over the 2014 police shooting death of Laquan McDonald and the lengthy delay in releasing a dash cam video of his death.
These five leaders have extensive experience investigating police misconduct or representing victims of police misconduct.
The family of another man fatally shot by Chicago police in 2014 is demanding the release of squad car video of that shooting. Michael Oppenheimer is the lawyer for Ronald Johnson's family.
There's a video. This took place 8 days before the Laquan McDonald shooting. We filed a federal civil rights lawsuit in federal court. The city went to court and obtained a protective order saying that we cannot release the video.
Chicago police have said the 25-year-old was armed and pointed a gun at officers when he was shot and killed. President Obama says parts of the climate deal being worked on in Paris have to have the force of law.
The process, the procedures that ensure transparency and periodic reviews, that needs to be legally binding. And that's going to be critical.
Obama says he's optimistic a strong agreement to reduce greenhouse gases will be reached by the end of the conference later this month. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says U.S. Special Operations Forces are going to be far more active in Iraq and Syria. Tells the House Armed Services Committee putting more special forces in Iraq will put the leaders of the Islamic State group on notice.
You don't know at night who's going to be coming in the window. And that's the sensation that we want all of ISIL's leadership and followers to have.
Carter says the U.S. is expanding attacks on the militants' leadership and sources of revenue, particularly oil. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 103. This is AP Radio News. Palm Beach County, Florida sheriff investigators looking into reports green lasers were pointed at pilots of a Coast Guard helicopter and a Delta plane today. Department says green laser lights were recently pointed into the cockpits of planes landing at Palm Beach Airport. An anti-obesity group is disbanding after revelations that Coca-Cola was involved in its work.
The Global Energy Balance Network says it's shutting down immediately due to resource limitations. But the decision comes a week after the Associated Press obtained emails showing that Coke helped select the group's leaders, edited its mission statement, and suggested content for its website. In one exchange, the nonprofit's president says, "I want to help your company avoid the image of being a problem in people's lives." The Global Energy Balance Network had said the $1.5 million it received from Coke had no influence on its work. But Coke CEO concedes there wasn't enough transparency about the relationship. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.